100 word stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntiltheDayIdie.com. It's Sunday and time for the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with 100 word stories based on that topic. The topic this week was logic. And I want to share with you all the stories that you sent in. If you didn't send one in, or you sent one in and you don't hear it here, there may be something with email or whatever. Just send it to me and I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. And if you listen to this 100 years from now, and you're like, oh, I could have participated in that, well, go ahead and send the story in, and the nuclear robots will put it up on the feed. I'm probably going to be dead by then, unless I'm one of the nuclear robots. I don't know what the hell's going to happen. I don't even know what's going to happen today. So let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll be back with you in a bit.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 687 with a prompt of logic. Well, this week I should be releasing my next novel called The Galactic Battle Base Space Dust, my first actual public release of a novel in the galactic battle base environment, science fiction, young adult. If you're interested, come look it up on Amazon, Philip Carroll, author. Thank you. And anyway, here's my story. Sudden panic seemed to have had the effect Bilbert needed at that moment, and he dropped quickly back into his seat. How Marissa missed his rapid descent back below the desk wasn't the only thing that defied logic. Why the prettiest and most popular girl in the school was batting her long artificial lashes at the scrawniest, most unremarkable boy in town and telling him he was cute didn't make any sense. It didn't matter if it was obvious to any rational, sentient being that she was setting him up for a fall. Bilbert didn't care. He was taking the bait. Thanks for listening. And we'll see you next week.
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And my story from last week, and my story from this week, and my story from next week are here. I'm running out of time. Story from last week was called, If Not to the Swiftest, Then Who? Carl was the worst cross-country racer at our school. Hell, he was the worst cross-country racer in the whole district. From the first step to the last, he was losing ground. Lord, the kid had heart. Pumped those legs just as hard as he could. Just didn't have the raw talent to compete. Still, for 4 years he ran. You'd think he'd at least get the respect of his fellow runners. Nope. Didn't matter to Carl, he just ran. In 1992, an airplane went down in the Chilean desert. 120 folk never made it out. One man did. And my second story, the one for this week, I don't think it has a title. Who inspired me to take a logic class? Probably Mr. Spock. Spockian Logic, there's a good title. When I was in college in 1992, one of the problems in my logic textbook was how to find the weight of one coin, heavier or lighter, of 12 in just three weighings. This problem was an even one, and in the convention of college texts, had no solution in the back of said texts. Fast forward to 1992, ended up in a college logic class, same text, same no solution. But in 2012, the miracle of the internet produced a solution. The answer lay in the number of coins in each weighing, 4, 3, 1, and a bit of modus tollens. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Two Rappers All You Know here with a story about logic. "What I hate about humans," began Spock, "is that they lie. They speak truth only by accident." "Feelings are irrelevant," said 7 of 9. "We Vulcans master our feelings," said Spock. "Never obey them." "We Borg have no feelings, only intentions," replied 7. "But I concur with your assessment of the human's character." "Yet we are both half-human." They looked inquiringly at Data. "My creator was human," said Data, "and made me to aspire to that state. This corrupts my judgment." They agreed. "The humanity we acquired to decide their fate prevents us deciding." Thus, humans continued to live.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Logic dictates that any serial killer will eventually be caught. They will either make a critical error of judgment, a simple mistake, or establish a pattern of activity that, by a series of logical deductions, leads to their downfall. Advances in forensic psychiatry and geoprofiling have made it ever more difficult for the dedicated sociopath to hide their tracks. Logic, not the law, is the killer's worst enemy. And that's why my killing sprees are random, chaotic affairs. No patterns, no commonalities, no particular rationale. I simply kill, when I feel like it. Anyone, anywhere, anytime, any method.
Morning all, this is Richard. Here's my story on the topic of logic. It's called Illogical. One of my friends in school was known by the nickname Spock. It wasn't that he was incredibly intelligent and able to employ his razor-sharp scientific observations to solve the most difficult problems. Neither was he a nerd, geek, or Trekkie. If anything, he was rather mundane and preferred soap opera to sci-fi. He didn't have jet black hair, styled in a bowl cut, slanty eyebrows or pointy ears. In fact, he was blonde, fat and nondescript. So, why Spock? Well, he was Scottish, and we already had one jock in our class. That's kid logic for you. Okay, all done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story for this week. There used to be a little heart in that garden filled with hope. And that heart grew and grew. The little heart wasn't so little anymore when it decided to leave the safety of the garden. He still recalled the butterflies and the treehouse, though. He even recalled the weasel and the pelican. When the little heart was arrested, the only thing he could think of was how far away the garden was and how he wished he could go back. But then he remembered he had torched the garden because that had been the right thing to do. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The banks buy everything back to New York, treating the rest of the country, the whole world, as their taking. The Yankees buy all the talent back to New York, treating the rest of baseball as their farm team to plunder and pillage. Everything about New York, the restaurants, the theaters, the comedy clubs, they take and take and take. And then, one day, the rest of the world stopped letting them take. They sealed the tunnels, blew up the bridges, and sank all the ferry boats. Built walls around the boroughs, sealing in New York, and protecting the world from greed.
And there you have it, a whole bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of logic. I'm glad that you took some time to enjoy these stories, and if you sent them in, thank you for sending them in. And the next topic is going to be logic. No, it's not. That's this week's topic. The next topic is going to be plot. The right topic is going to be posted to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, where occasionally I get things right, but usually not. And just a note, I've moved the server into a new data center. Hopefully, when I do maintenance on it, I actually fix the right server. I kind of messed up somebody else's server, too. But there's a new server coming in. I had some drive controller issues, and that'll be in the next few days, so things are going to be a little up and down while I try to get everything running on CentOS 7, the new hardware, and all that stuff. So thank you all for your patience, and the archives and all that, there's still going to be backups. The old server is going to still be in place in case something goes wrong. So we'll see what happens. I'll see y'all next week, if the server doesn't blow up. And as always, keep it brief.